This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Raves. A $3.5 million overhaul of the Akansa Dining Hall on the A-State campus in Jonesboro has created new food options for those on campus, including a new emphasis to offer choices that don't have eight of the common allergens for food. The work over the summer was funded by Sodexo, which is Arkansas State's food services provider. General Manager of Sodexo, Dan McClain, tells about the transformation.
With the new cafeteria, we wanted to kind of update everything and bring some new concepts and new ideas, and also bring fresh food more forward to the students. So we had a total renovation over the summer, and we were able to add three or four new things and also incorporate front of the house work being done fresh.
So how were you all able to select the design, which eventually becomes what students and faculty and staff enjoy today?
A lot of the design was built on the fresh food forward concept. If we want to do it fresh and out front, then that kind of helps start to shape how the front needs to look. We need to have space to work and be able to display the cooking styles and the options in the different stations. So that really kind of started us down the path on how we were going to do the front. And the other factor was that the building size and space is what it is. We had to find a way to make all the new concepts work in the same space and still make it look and feel the way we wanted it to.
And was that a challenge? How were y'all able to do that?
Yeah, it was a challenge, especially for me being the food guy. It was hard for me to see the construction stuff that the architects and designers did. You know, they see walls moving and they see it in a whole different way than I do. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to cook the food, and it really helped to be able to work with them and technology, being able to see walkthroughs and diagrams and stuff prior to the construction helps make me feel better about it.
Right, and so now you have it up. Tell us about how you all have addressed certain concerns by way of food allergies and those kinds of things that some students may have been worried about before.
Well, we added a simple serving station, which is an allergen-free zone. That it is, none of the eight major allergens are used in any type of cooking or any use in that area. So it really provides a safe haven for people that have some sort of a major food allergy, or at least a safe place for them to start and get their meals and be able to participate in campus life. If you've got severe allergies and you're living in a dorm, part of the experience of being here is eating here, living here, being part of that community. And I think we're able to actually provide that in a better way now for everybody.
And you all have also some nationally trained, certified people in that, by way of recognizing those kinds of things and trying to prevent them on the front end. Is that correct?
Yeah, in order to have that concept, we have to have people go through the training to make sure that we're doing it the correct way. And we got three or four people, I believe, over the summer trained in that area. And we've got a few more training scheduled to get a few more going through there. We'd like as many people as possible to be trained to understand it and to work there, or at least be able to help educate everybody on what's being done there.
And also, you said that this was able to open up the space. You added, about 150 to 180 new seats? That's impressive.
Yeah, that was also part of the goal when we started looking at it to update it. You know, A-State's a growing community, and to be able to accommodate for that growth, we needed to expand as well. And with that limited footprint, I really like how they blew out some walls and opened up some possibilities and made it more comfortable as well as a larger capacity.
What has been the response from students that you've heard? I know you work closely with student groups on this. What's been the response now that it's been open?
So far, it's been really great. We just got back into it for a couple of weeks, and it's really new. At least the older students have much more of a reaction and more of a good feeling after they saw the way it was last year and they saw the way it was this year, and they're really much more excited about it. I guess the freshmen, I guess, don't know any better. they don't technically know what it was like last year. So, yes, they like it, but I get a lot more out of the sophomores and juniors that say, wow, or this is great.
Yeah, and also I think they could also be it could also help as a kind of a recruiting tool in a way, you know, because obviously you're here in college, you got to eat.
Yes, and anything we can do to help make the A-State experience better, we wanted to be part of and facilitate that process. If they want to use it that way, great.
That is General Manager of Sodexo, Dan McClain, and you're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.